I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nah, afterwards.
Yeah.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the brand new Cancel Me Now podcast. My name's Isaac Butterfield, and as always, I'm joined by Josh Bluey Nielsen. Hit him with your catchphrase, Blue.
Hello.
And we have a brand new setup here, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, years of planning have gone into this. We have turned the table.
90 degrees, I believe.
Oh, we have. We had it on an angle and we said no way, and we continued that angle to the point that it is right now. And the reason we've done that is because this is a new concept. It's never been done before on YouTube. It has.
We're not breaking any new ground.
There's no boundaries being broken here. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to mix the show up just a little bit. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about today's sponsor, Papa Macros, the greatest macros papas that have ever existed. I'll tell you what, you go over to papamacros.com right now, you get the best food delivered straight to your door. It's made up into nice little bundles, calorie calculated. Now, if you're a big, fat, stupid idiot and you can't count your calories, then this is for you. Did you point to me or you then?
I put my hand up. Okay. I didn't know. But it could be either of us.
Both was very warranted. Blue, you love Papa Macros.
Well, I got fat while I was overseas, and I've got about 8 kilos to lose. So I'm counting on Papa Macros to come through with the goods.
I've got about 8 kilos. So yeah. Since we had Addy, I've just packed it on.
Yeah, that's, you got an excuse. I was just being a glutton.
Fair enough. Now, we do have a bit of a different concept this week, and I'm going to turn to the tight camera to talk about that. Well done, go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's come to my attention that things are changing with the podcast world. There's a lot of podcasts. Everyone's fucking talking shit, talking Papa Macros. And I thought, you know what? We need to mix it up. So here's what's going to happen. For the foreseeable future, until we realize we've made a huge error.
Until this doesn't work and we try something else.
All I see is fucking clips going off. Everyone wants clips. We want clips because you idiots out there, your attention span's atrocious. Everyone wants a clip. So here's what we're going to do. We're not going to do a clip show, but we're going to do a half an hour show that's punchy, that's fucking full on. There's planning gone into it. And that's going to go out live on YouTube. Well, not live. It's going to go live on Patreon, but it's going to go out on YouTube for free. It's still going to be available on Spotify as well. But at the half an hour point, we're going to switch off and we're going to go into the depths, the dark, the uncouth. We're going to talk uncensored nonsense. We're going to show titties.
I hope so.
We could show titties. That's what we should do.
We've watched midget porn on Patreon. We can definitely show titties.
For the Patreon people, we're going to then do a Patreon exclusive show, which is going to be, there's going to be no ads. There's going to be none of that type of stuff. And it's just for the people on Patreon. So if you want to catch on to the full-on version of the Cancel Me Now podcast, then that is where that will be. It costs $5 a month. That's all it is. So if you're on Patreon already and you're paying $1 a month and you're a complete tight ass, then you'll still get the live version of this, but you will need to upgrade your prescription. Okay, and I know that sounds like a lot, but with the current cost of living crisis, Blue and I need to pay our mortgage and Gabe's exorbitant wage. So it will be $1.25 a week. Oh my God. Hook us up, bruh. Gotta pay for me fucking ice bath. I bet someone had a go at me about my ice bath.
Who?
I put up a video about me in the ice bath.
What did what on the grounds of what were they having a go at you about?
I'll pull it up because it's hilarious. but yeah, head over to Patreon right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you can get in on the filthy, dirty version of this podcast because everything we fucking post on YouTube gets demonetized. So
damn, I wonder why.
Okay, this is from...
I do enjoy when people tease people for bettering themselves. Like when people, like fat people are at the gym and people have a go at them. I don't really, but it's funny. It's pretty funny.
Where is it?
Who was having a go? I can't wait to see this. It's probably me. Fucking hammered. Nice ice bath, pussy.
get your fucking shoulders in.
Yeah, cat.
Oh, the fucking shoulders thing. It's very chilly. I don't know where it is. He might have deleted it, actually.
Gutless.
What a fucking dog. Anyway, he said, mate, you've lost the plot. He said, you've lost the connection between the average man. You know, not everyone can run around. Here it is. For that price, this is from Iron Chef Howie. Cheers, Iron Chef. For that price, I'll stick to my cold showers. Because I said in the podcast that it's a little bit expensive, but he looked it up.
Well, to be fair, he's a chef, so he's got no money anyway.
He said, for that price, I'll stick to my cold showers. I can think of better ways to spend $6,900. Must be nice.
They're probably on meth, you chef.
I think you're losing touch with the common people when companies like this are sponsoring you.
I mean, I know plenty of average blokes that use ice baths.
$6,900, he said. So you know what I said back to him? I said, it's closer to 12K, actually.
Where'd you come up with that number, mate? It's nearly twice that.
Fucking idiot. So, mate, and it was given to me as a sponsorship. I didn't pay for it.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm a huge tight ass. That was never going to happen. So, anyway, let's get on with the show. Bluey, how you doing?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. It's good to be here.
It's good to be here. New set, new studio, and big announcements across the world.
It's a lot. I'm trying to get my bearings. You know, like you just move like one little thing and but it's great. This is really nice. We've got the big TV, which I didn't realise Gabe could never read.
No.
So now we've got two monitors. So that's just a bit of behind the scenes for you guys. Gabe's going to be able to actually see what's going on now.
Well, Gabe had a really big day with us yesterday because
this is a fucking big table to move.
It's heavy. It's heavy. And he hurt his back.
Oh, lifting the table?
Oh, I just got a little twang in there, but yeah. I got through.
Typical Gen Z. Wanted to give up, but I said, no, mate, believe in yourself.
I'm going
to
take you guys for a day scaffolding. You think your back's sore now?
I think I'd be fine.
No,
I think
chance.
He would really struggle.
I think you'd both do better than you think, but still really poorly.
I lifted heavy fences for like 2 years.
Oh, fencing would suck.
Yeah, but what's heavy for you is different for what's heavy for me because I'm built.
It's all relative.
I'm a man mountain.
Pussy.
Mate was talking about quitting. He's thrown in the bloody carnivore diet already.
Did the diarrhea come up? Butsy told me.
I haven't posted the video about how good it is yet.
Okay, so Butsy was telling us, obviously last week, that he's on carnivore. And I was like, all I hear when people do carnivore is you get explosive diarrhea.
Dude.
And I was like, dude, how's the diarrhea? And he goes, mate, I'm sweet, but I'm, runs?
Okay, I crumble.
Should we save for Patreon? This isn't much of the odd plan we had in for the show.
Save the diarrhea for Patreon.
All right, put that in the Patreon. We'll talk about diarrhea. I gave up. it was, you know what undid me? It was Coke Zero. It was the lack, I wasn't allowed to have Coke Zero. And it was like my one thing that I just wanted that day. Like it's got no calories, but everyone's like, oh, it's full of fucking neurotoxins.
Just don't tell anyone.
Well, you told everyone. I didn't say shit. I'm just here living my best life and you come in here and the fucking old dipshit over there.
I tell people I've stopped smoking all the time. I smoke like every time I have a schooner. I'm like, no, I don't smoke anymore. As soon as I have a schooner, I spark up a durry. I'm like, nah, I quit.
I got a very good mate of mine who always says, mate, I've stopped looking at the politics of the world. I can't deal with it. And 10 minutes later, he's like, what about this fucking gender neutral fucking?
100%.
It's
you just lie. Like
it's good to lie through your teeth.
It's what you do.
I don't think you'll be able to lie for much longer because Apple will be able to see through your skull. I'm loving the new $5 million glasses that you can just throw on your head to watch just filthy midget porn.
So Gabe sent us through – this is the section of the show that we get topical. We're talking about stuff that's in the news recently. Gabe sent us through – Apple have released a set of goggles.
So this is what people want to hear about. They want to hear about constant tech updates.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get enough of them, so more.
I know during the show over the past few years, and this is what Gabe's really paid attention to, is, we really have focused on some really interesting things. Like we've talked to people who have been in jail. We've talked to people who have made a lot of money. We've talked to famous people. But Gabe wants to talk about goggles. So what are your thoughts on the goggles?
Well, he sent them through, and my first thought was the same thought I have when I see any new technology because I'm a bit of a fucking idiot. And I was like, these things suck. And who the fuck's going to, like, because the clip, I don't know if, have you got the clip there? Can we, maybe just have it on mute. It can kind of play in the background, but it's just like, it's just a set of weird goggles. It's like
Vision Pro.
Is it augmented reality to a degree? It's like your iPhone screen in front of your face and you use your eyes to pick the tabs and stuff. My first thought with this, I was like, this is fucking retarded. But I also said that about AirPods until
that.
I got a set.
Hang on, go back 5 seconds. Look at this bloke.
That's what I thought.
He's ready to jerk off. This man is ready to jerk off right here. Ready? Well, watch his fingers.
I mean, that's the other thing too. All this stuff's just going to get used for
porn.
Look
at that. He's like, oh God, I just want to fucking.
He was tweaking nipples.
Oh God, he's looking at kids. That's weird.
I mean, obviously that would be a great way to enjoy pornography. That's.
Okay, get the children off the screen.
But please. I thought the same thing. Like I saw this and I was like, that's fucking dumb. Who's going to do this? Except for horny dudes. But I said the same thing about AirPods until I got a set of AirPods and I think they're really handy. Great.
Well, this is the next step into the future, obviously. And what will really bring it into the future is porn.
100%.
Because that's where all the that's where everyone's time is, that's where money is, that's where advertising can go.
Imagine a nice little fleshlight with one of them on your head.
You'll never leave.
I mean, you never get me out the lounge.
Why would you? Look at this. This folks pretend to play games. Like this is obviously he's playing NBA.
What's the difference between that and just a big telly though? Like having a mad gaming setup.
Well, you can have this anywhere, right?
Yeah, but you're only going to do it in your fucking lounge. Like, where else are you going to do that? Point. Where else are you going to do it?
Well, you're not going to do it at the shops, are you?
Well, no, like, you know, maybe on the bus.
On
maybe?
The road, you know what I mean? You've got a lot of travelling, maybe on a plane.
Yeah.
A plane would be good. It wouldn't be great if you were driving.
It'd be fucking annoying sitting one of that, next to one of these cunts on the plane. Like, fuck off. I'm trying to sleep.
I don't know. I think it will be very, very good. I think the 12th iteration of this, like, Apple Vision Pro 12 will be amazing.
We're getting close to being fully plugged into the Matrix, aren't we?
Well, yeah. Well, I think just recently Elon Musk's Neuralink got approved by the FDA.
Who signed off on testing that? That's nuts.
I think it's really interesting because it's not just so much so that you can communicate. It's actually going to see, this is what Gabe looks up because he's got fucking so much cash from me paying him. He's looking up the price for Neuralink. You're going to buy
He's going to get one.
$5 billion. So what Elon wants to do with it is help people with Parkinson's disease and neurological.
That's how you get it. That's how you get it signed off to get tested.
When in reality, yeah. Just then you can just watch porn.
Yeah. That's how you.
Everything will be porn.
This bloke's like an expert at getting through like the red tape. You need to like get cars tested and rockets tested. Of course he knows how to get this. Oh yeah, we can do some testing. Bang,
in,
porn.
In what world would you not put a fleshlight in a Tesla?
I mean, yeah, like they're stock, aren't they?
The first thing I would do, I would put a next, I'd get rid of the yoke steering wheel. You know the yoke steering wheel?
Yeah.
I'd get rid of that and I'd put a giant fleshlight, size of this Joe Rogan prayer candle, which I'd probably really enjoy. And I would just put it there just for traffic situations. Obviously, you don't want to be using that if, you know, you're hurtling down the highway, the Autobahn in Germany at 200 k's an hour. But if you're just sitting in traffic on the Sydney Harbour Bridge and you put on a bit of Mila Khalifa.
Mila Khalifa? Mia Khalifa?
She's such a cunt. She is such a carry-on. Have you seen the shit that she posts?
No. So other than the porn that she posts? No, I haven't seen any.
It's hilarious.
I mean, I have seen some of her stuff, yeah.
Look up Mila Khalifa news because I'm pretty sure something will come up. She's so anti-men. It is hilarious.
I can't imagine why.
She owes her entire career and money that she has ever had in her grubby little fingers to men jerking off of her, over her.
Yeah, I mean, you probably get objectified by enough dudes. You probably don't like them that much.
But that's her whole life. She was objectified. She was getting paid to be objectified. It's like being a referee and complaining about people yelling at you. It's your job. Yeah. Shut up. God.
What's she doing?
I don't know. It's not there. Who gives a shit? I take it back. She's the best. Hope she gets a Tesla with a fucking big double ender in there.
Elon Musk is pretty horny. He was shagging Amber Heard for a bit, I think. One that Johnny Depp, that shit on Johnny Depp's bed. Elon Musk was seeing her for a bit.
Shit on his bed, allegedly, cut his finger.
I don't think it's alleged. I think it fucking.
Did she poo the bed or shit on it?
Nah, she shat on it.
It was like
and then tried to blame the dogs. And Johnny was like, that's not dog shit. I pick that dog shit up every day. That's not the dog shit.
Dogs can't write, fuck you, Johnny, Pirates of the Caribbean 6 sucked.
Unless that dog ate a fucking burrito. That's not the dog shit.
Mate, that's a good reason to punch on, I reckon. Yeah. Not between husband and wife. But on the topic of brawls.
Nice segue.
Thanks, mate. We saw last week, well, you didn't see, I told you 10 minutes ago, but I caught up with a very good friend of mine and very good friend of the show, a man by the name of Frenchie.
Very funny man.
Very much funny man, Frenchie. He was in Newcastle playing at the Bar on the Hill, a great venue.
Bar on the Hill's awesome. I've been to some great gigs there.
I've been to O Week there. You been to O Week?
I never went to O Week. I always
good fun.
I was a little bit older than everyone I was at uni with. And hated everyone. And I just, the last thing I want to do is go, yeah, I've got a degree.
What have you got?
I have an arts degree.
You've got an arts degree.
I swear to God, I got a BA, yeah. I went straight from there, then I picked the tool belt up and went, I'm never going to use this fucking thing again. And I hung it over my toilet at home.
What did you major in?
Film, media, and cultural studies.
Oh, well, I guess you're in front of the camera.
I mean, yeah, but I didn't need a degree to do this.
No, I would have hired you without a degree.
Yeah, and then when I got my scaffolding ticket straight after.
Fair enough. Got all the tickets, man. You don't have a forklift license, do you?
I do have a fork ticket, yeah. God. I do have a fork ticket.
God, you've outdone everyone in the room. But yeah, so great show for Frenchie. He's doing very well. But there was a big punch on.
That's weird because, I mean, it's not going to be exclusively students at the bar on the hill, is it? Because students are normally pussies.
All students are pussies, there's no doubt. But Frenchie has told me, and I've known him for going on 8 years now, but he's always said to me that my audiences are some of the worst audiences he's ever seen.
You mean you're like people that go to your shows?
And I have disagreed with him for years about this. He said, mate, everyone that comes to your shows, they're all bogans. And if you've ever been to one of my shows, it's a very mixed group. Of course there are the bogans.
And there's also racists.
There's some racists, but that's just Claire and I.
Yeah. Let's not forget the Nazis.
That's just Claire and I. But there's also, mate, I've seen the oldest person I've ever gone to a show was an 89-year-old woman. I've seen, mate, Jewish people, autistic folks.
They're normally all protesting, though. They're not actually there for the show.
No, they bought tickets, so it counts. But there's a lot of different people. And then I've never had a punch on in the crowd. Now, what we're about to see, and if you listen to this, I'll do my best to talk you through the situation, is what transpired at Frenchie's show in Newcastle.
Do we want audio for the video? Oh,
Gabe, I threw the perfect segue to you.
Well, you said you're going to explain it. I softed one in.
I reckon just let it play. You don't need to talk through it. You'll be able to hear. You'll be able to get a good idea.
Oh, so it's on. So this is at Bar on the Hill. Someone was getting removed.
Holy
shit. Oh, my God. There's a school shooter.
The lights are on.
The lights are on. Okay.
That's a fair stink.
Yeah, it was
for a comedy show.
Oh, the chairs have been moved.
I can see some high vis. That might be security, actually. Someone's just gone straight after work.
The high vis guy's.
That's security, yeah.
There was a girl who worked behind the bar, and she you can see her later on just sort of like being heaps calm about it, just shut the door when the brawl was on outside. And she was there. She tried to stop me getting in. So I went in to catch up with old Frenchie. I don't know if there's anything else that happens in this.
Was this mid show? Like, is he still doing his set?
Yeah, this is in the middle of the show. He's on the stage at this point. There's a couple other clips I sent through you, Gabe. And you can go check out the entire video on Frenchie's YouTube channel, Sunga Attack.
Well, now you've got tangible evidence that his crowds are much more dero than yours.
This is what I'm saying. Look at this bloody bloke on stage. I don't know if this is the crackhead that we can see. Oh, that's Frenchie. Sorry.
Hey, man, smash it!
No, but I'm in the middle of a video. Like, how the fuck was that?
She threw something. Oh, so someone threw something.
Get her out.
Get her out.
NHL.
So there's the security guard. Oh, he's grabbed it.
Frenchie's not helping the situation one bit.
And our mate's fallen. The security guard's fallen. And now it's on. And this is where someone from the crowd comes in and starts pushing and starts throwing punches, not at the security guard, but at old mate. And now it's like a double team. And it's on. It's full WWF. Ready? Here comes the chick from the venue. She's about to walk out and just shut the door.
Great footage.
Oh, was that an elbow?
I think that was a straight hand.
Go, take us back about 5 seconds. I think there was a...
No, it was a straight hand as he was getting up.
An accidental elbow. Just let's... Oh, no,
that's a karate chop. It's a judo chop.
Right. Yeah. It's judo chop.
Great footage.
Great.
That was really good.
I think someone actually just got a gimbal out.
Yeah. That's not.
Nice. Started filming.
Fuck, Frenchie. Sort it out, mate. Frenchie wasn't helping at all, but he's like, yeah, you suck, cunt. Woo.
Hey, that's hilarious. I don't know if there's any better vision than that, but that is pretty fucking funny. I'll tell you that much, Gibbo. Anything or nothing?
Do we want more footage?
Well, was there any other?
There is more. I just thought that was the clearest one we'll get.
Yeah, that was good.
Fair enough. Well, that's what's happening in Frenchie's crowds. He's a bad man. And you know what brings trouble like that?
Divisive comedians.
Yes, but Gabe, get ready because I'm going to throw this to you. Thumbnails like this. The post-BJ... Nightmare from Frenchie.
I saw this come up on my feed the other night, and I said, mate, you've taken your thumbnail game to the next level.
That's nice. That's great. How does he, are they allowed to post that on YouTube?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
No.
God knows if that's monetized.
I
hope so. 200K.
Well, I mean, he's not doing anything in it, really.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing graphic.
It's just someone's head, possibly a female. I like his thumbnail, the titles he makes too, though. The one next to it is really, really good.
When your mate watches porn in front of you.
No, the other one.
Oh, to the right.
The mate who likes baths. He's a great man, Frenchie.
One of the greats.
He's a great man. All right. Gabe, you had a new idea for a game.
I did have a new idea for a game. Do you want me to explain the concept here?
Yeah, I would, please.
So, listeners of the Cancel Me Out podcast will know that both Blue and Isaac are fans of a comedian, a spokesperson. He may be on a candle on the show, the great Joe Rogan.
I'd say Dick Riders is probably the more appropriate term. My fans is probably underselling
it. I am the chairman of the Dick Riders Association Australia. Bluey is the vice president.
And I had an idea because Joe Rogan has done so much content and said so many outlandish, crazy, absurd things in context, out of context, whatever, that I could get some quotes from Joe Rogan or quotes that I've made up and the boys have to guess if it is either Joe Rogan who said it or if it's rubbish. Rogan or rubbish. Show them your cards, boys.
So we've got two cards here. Gabe has been really...
You've been busy. You've been a busy little boy.
Spending all of that $800 a week I pay him.
Wish.
Rogan or rubbish.
Great. This is great, Gabe.
So this is basically the Joe Rogan version of... fucking what's that show? I thought I'd think of it by the time I stopped speaking with the tomatoes and the...
Ready, Steady, Cook.
All right.
In the same sense that like Ready, Steady, Cook has signs, then yes, it's exactly the same.
All right, mate. Well, you come up with another show that's got signs and we'll talk. Exactly. All right.
So Gabe's going to read a quote out and we hold up whether we think it's Rogan or rubbish.
Or tomato or...
If he uses the N-word at all, it's definitely Rogan. And this is the last time we're going to play this game.
Right. Are we ready for Rogan or rubbish, boys?
Let's go.
Is there a prize?
The inaugural round of Rogan or rubbish.
The winner gets to keep the VCR of Bootman.
Oh, no, that's huge. That's too valuable.
Hey, I don't know if I want.
That's too valuable.
Right, if the game continues, we'll come up with a prize.
Yeah, all right.
Quote one. let's just do a practice one.
Okay.
Quote one. It's entirely possible.
I mean, that's entirely
possible. Exactly. Right. We've all got the gauge of the game.
It's entirely, well done.
Righto.
All right.
Quote one.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Can we vote at like 1, 2, 3 and we'll hold up the right one that we think because otherwise we might start copying it.
Yeah, okay. Agreed.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Real quote one.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Yes, I am gay. I'm having a gay old time.
Oh, that's a good one.
3, 2, 1.
And the winner of that round is Bluey.
It's Rogan.
Do we have any context to that?
I'll have to.
That's all right. Exactly. That'd be a good idea for future rounds. Yeah. Get the whole quote.
They'll be in there for the clips.
No, that's nice.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I didn't get that. It's something Joe would say.
Right. Bluey one. I was like, nil.
Fuck. Bootman.
The mean one beat the happy gay. 3, 2, 1.
I remember this.
The boys have got it. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, do we? Yes.
That is both Rogan.
Nice. 2-1.
Third quote.
Mm-hmm.
To think a civilization constructed the head of the Sphinx with such precision is perplexing.
3, 2, 1.
He's definitely said things like that.
I don't reckon he's ever said perplexing in any episodes I've heard.
And the winner of that round is Blue.
I'm fucking good at this.
I'm sure he said things.
I've had to study him in like.
Yeah, and you've just.
He has said perplexing, and that's why I chucked it in there.
Have you put like. Have you put commas in different places? Is this how like, is that how.
Oh, right. Let's
I'm
go.
Getting on technicalities let's, every time.
So what? Blue's got 3-1. 3-1. Blue hasn't missed. I don't know if I can say this one. We might.
Just don't use the N-word.
No,
you'll be sweet.
No, go on. Gabe, say it. Gabe Thomas, all say right, it.
The next quote.
Gabe Thomas from the Gabe Thomas Show.
The next quote from...
Rob Thomas.
Either Rogan or Rubbish is, she wanted me to rape her.
It's actually a quote from one of my shows.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Blue's got it.
There has to be some context here. What did he say?
Well, he said it. This is what he said.
Yeah, exactly. I did get a lot of these from the video called Out of Context, Rogan.
That's perfect.
Yeah. But he's talking about, he's like, I had an ex-girlfriend who legit wanted me to rape.
Yeah. 4-1.
All right, next quote. If I had to roll with that guy, it would be game over for me.
Oh, see, here, he's definitely said that about people, but are you going to change the last word?
3, 2, 1.
Isaac has finally got on the board.
He got
it
one.
Is rubbish.
Yeah, because it's a technicality, because he said it would be game over for Joe Rogan, not me.
No, he's just said something vaguely like that. I didn't change one word.
You can't just change.
I got to keep it Rogan-esque. It's the point of the game.
No. I want a complete revamp. For
my favourite colour is green. Did Joe Rogan say that?
You know, he wouldn't be saying this if he was winning.
Can we? Yeah, 100%.
Can we do different people?
Got the poos.
Can we do different people everywhere? Do Jordan Peterson next
week? Yeah, 100%.
I think we should do Isaac.
Yeah.
I think we should do
because he's got that many videos. Yeah. That would actually be really funny.
Okay, I like that.
That'd be heaps funny.
Let's do that next week.
And you'd be like, fuck, did I say that?
Yeah.
I'm gay.
Have we got the score? Is it 4-2?
4-2.
I think it's 4-3.
4-2.
All right.
Is it like a golden snitch round or something?
Next quote. It's an amazing time for communication too. It's an amazing time for people to kind of understand other people's perspectives.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
He never said perspectives.
Blue has won again. That is Rogan, not rubbish.
He never said perspectives. I want a challenger.
You get one challenge for
Captain challenge. Challenge.
Blue's Blue might be captain of the dick riders after this.
I pride myself on my Rogan doodle riding.
Do I get like socked back to like an apprentice dick rider?
You're not allowed to listen to any Rogan for a week after
you
this.
Get banned. Next quote. He's a beast. He's an animal. It's nearly impossible to stop him.
That could be anything.
I
3, 2, 1.
Because I reckon he said something similar.
The boys have got it. It's rubbish. Yes. It's rubbish.
He said something similar, slightly similar, and Gabe's
no right. Shit. It's the point of the game, mate.
Guys, we'll tweak the game.
Gabe's moved to comma.
We'll tweak the game off air. We don't have to tweak it while we're playing it.
So I did a good job sounding like Rogan then. I'll take that as a good job, Gabe. Thanks, mate.
What would be cool is if you could find an AI Rogan voice generator and punch them all into that all. And get Rogan to say them all. What's the score? 7-6-2? 6-3.
I think it's 6-4. How many questions are
there? I've got a couple more.
Yep.
My memory with numbers is pretty good. I remember a lot of important dates and times and things.
3, 2, 1.
Rubbish.
That's Rogan. Have you got one wrong?
I've got one wrong.
Bullshit. Do I have a challenge remaining?
7-3.
Next quote. That's the thing about elk. It's super nutritious and it can feed you for like 8 months.
Oh, that's got to be Rogan. If this isn't Rogan, I'm on his team now. I'm on his side
nine
now.
9 months. He said 9 months.
It's rubbish.
Oh, what?
9 months, you idiot.
I did change the months and I did. Vague about elk. There had to be something about elk in there.
He said 8.5 months and Gabe changed it by saying 8 months.
I think he said a couple of weeks, to be honest.
He's very clever. Very clever, our Gabe.
All right, 3 more. Yeah, he's on my side now.
What's that, 7-4?
7-8.
The third eye is really just a metaphor. 3, 2, 1. The boys have got it. That one's yes. That one's rubbish.
No, he does. I don't. He does believe about the pineal gland.
Final two.
Can you throw in some extra points so I could still win?
So what's the score at?
8-4.
8-4.
Can you throw in like for an extra point, you throw in an extra question?
For an extra point, you raise my pay. On to the next one. The little rascal hat will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Ooh.
Nah, that's the thing.
3, 2, 1.
It was Rogan. He said it about the End of the World podcast.
He said it with Bill Burr. Bill Burr was spraying him on his hat. Is that what that is?
Yeah, End of the World podcast. Yeah. Did you know that?
The one where they do the they watch the election? No. Yeah.
Someone.
Erection.
Right, I thought you can have 1 point because you said what podcast it was on.
So what's that? Is that 8-all?
Yeah, that's 8-all. Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Right.
If we don't have the tiebreaker, then Louis already won and I'm sucking no one's dick.
Righto. For the win. It could literally rip your fucking arms off. It's bonkers.
He's talking about chimpanzees.
I don't think Joe would say bonkers.
Isaac from the depths of hell for all the chockies.
Unbelievable.
It was rubbish.
Well done.
Joe actually does always say bonkers though, so you might even lose a point for that.
He had to be talking about chimpanzees.
I tried to give that illusion.
Well done. Let's.
That was rubbish. Rogan or rubbish.
Let's do me next week because that.
We could do fun. Like Butty or rubbish, Peterson or rubbish. It would be pretty funny to
Butty
just.
Butty or bullshit.
Alex Jones or rubbish. Pauline Hanson or rubbish.
You know what you could do instead of Alex Jones or rubbish? You could do Alex Jones or what's the other bloke's name who's about the lizards? David Icke.
Oh, yeah.
Jones or Icke. And you just come up with the conspiracy theory.
We could, Gabe, Icke. You could be on to a winner here. A few little tweaks.
You're going to have a busy week. let's move straight into, you've got a bit of a problem.
Yeah, well, I just thought, since we're coming up, I mean, I've got fucking, how much time you got? I've got more than just this one. No, we're coming up with new segments, and obviously I just like to whinge when I come on here. So I thought I'd come up with the flog of the week that we'll just give to someone who's maybe wronged us, wronged the show, wronged the people in general. This week for the inaugural flog of the week, I'm giving it to, I think, a very worthy winner. I mean, these guys would probably nearly win it every week if they could. Jetstar Australia.
Oh.
I know, surprising.
The great people, the Jetstar. What in the world are they?
I know a lot of our listeners probably. I reckon everyone who listens to this podcast has got a fucking Jetstar story.
It's all they can afford because they're spending all the money on Patreon.
Of course, of course. But no, I went to a Buck show on the weekend, and
you go to some Buck shows,
mate. I'm fucking had a gutful. Every one of my fucking stupid mates, you included, getting married and having Buck shows. It's exhausting.
I got married a year ago.
I know. I've had a Buck show every week since then. It's fucking exhausting. But so our flight, we'll get on the 7 a.m. flight to Brisbane on Saturday morning, just gone. Flight got canned because of fog. So
that's always a risk you run at new airport. I've been hit there a couple of times with fog.
I didn't even think about it. And we were driving to the airport, I was like, geez, it's foggy. Yeah. And I didn't even think that it would cancel the flight.
That flat bit or the straight bit just before you hit the airport, if you see it's foggy there, you go, oh, I'm fucked.
Just turn around and go home.
Pretty much.
So they put us on the 1 o'clock flight.
Mm-hmm.
Or so I thought. My mate that I was with got his boarding pass text to him about an hour later. I went to the desk to say, hey, where's my boarding pass? They said, oh, did you want to go on that later flight? And I said, yeah. You put my mate on and I was here with him and you didn't put me on. They went, oh, shit, well, that one's full now.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, what can I do? They said, well, there's another one at 6. And I said, that's no good to me. They said, well, the Virgin desk's over there if you want to go and buy another flight.
Oh.
I was like, you fucking idiots. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable.
So they didn't put you on the flight.
They didn't. I said, why wasn't I put on the flight? And they went, I don't know. I said, and it was three women standing there.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. And they just looked at me like I was the dumb cunt. Fucking filthy. So I had to buy another flight from Virgin. So Jetstar are my flogs of the week. Lucky I got fucking heaps of money.
Send you some cash back?
Luckily I'm a fuck. They said, oh, we'll refund your flight. I said, that's a $60 flight. And the one I just had to buy is $220.
Yeah.
What's like... What the fuck are you doing? Plus, I've missed the fucking half a day at the races that I paid $200 for a ticket for. You fucking idiot.
You know who did that to me? Fucking British Airways.
BA.
I think it was British Airways.
Bit of BS from BA.
Whoever it was, I can't remember who it was. It was one of the British Airways.
Let's say Jetstar.
It was Jetstar in the UK. So we landed after we flew from Brisbane Airport to Heathrow. well, Singapore in the middle, then to Heathrow, landed there, and then we were too late for our flight because our flight was late.
Yeah, so you missed your connecting flight.
I don't know if they could have sped up or something. anyway, we landed, and then they go, you're late, you're going, there's another flight in an hour and a half or whatever. And they go, yeah. I said, cool, can you put us on that? And they said, yeah, yeah. So we get down there, ready to board. No, we're not on the flight.
Didn't put you on it.
So they said we were on the flight. They said, you're not on the flight.
They like doing that, don't they?
So the next flight was in 6 hours.
Oh.
So we'd flown from Brisbane.
Yeah.
So like it was like a 40-hour day. It was fucked to get to Edinburgh. So flight at Jetstar, sort out your process to get me to fucking Edinburgh.
Yeah, Jetstar wronged me a few times, but I'm sure everyone, like, they're just, to be fair, when you pay $60 for a fucking plane ticket,
you're lucky you land.
You're taking your life into your own hands, aren't you?
Can I throw a flog in the week as well?
But the flog of the week's for everyone, guys.
Because I've got one.
Get it up there.
I've got one, and I've got a link here that I would like to use, if that's all right with everybody.
I'm happy with it.
Let me just find it.
I don't know what this is. I know you think we're probably teaming up. I genuinely have no idea what this is. I'm sure it's funny. I'm sure it's at your expense. So.
I'm sure of that much.
This, my flog of the week is Gabriel Tomas.
GT.
GT. What's your middle name?
Isaac.
Git.
Geeb.
Michael.
Michael. GMT.
Mm-hmm.
Greenwich Mean Time.
Because I'm GMT.
Hey. Do the job. Now. There's a few podcasts that do this, but we really were interested in having people leave messages so we could play on the podcast and react to. I still think that's a great thing to do.
That'd be funny because we've got some lunatics that listen to this
podcast.
Wouldn't
that be funny, Josh?
Yeah.
Now, I remember we said to Gabe, wouldn't that be funny if we did that? Wouldn't it be good if we did that?
Yeah, we say a lot of stuff, though.
But he never did it. Well, he never did it. Hang on. Well, no, you're not welcome to this conversation just yet. Just hang on.
Yeah.
Well.
Hang on. Just brief.
I remember we got as far as saying there's a Skype. It's a pain in the ass and there's a Skype thing or something. Is that correct, Gabe? You've got to set up like a Skype that people can call, but it's like an empty mailbox and then you've got to fucking blah, 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 blah.
There is one way.
It's a process.
That is one way to do it.
Yeah. For some reason, I can't share it to you. I don't know why.
Shout out. The boys from the Sunday service have one. Bradley Bishop. They have the disciple dial.
The Sunday sexies.
The sexy Sundays.
We've got to get them on the show.
Yeah.
Now, can we play this? Don't play it for you. I want you to play it on the big screen for Bluey. This come across my For You page on TikTok.
You're getting recommended Gabe's TikToks. Well, shout out to the Good Problems podcast.
You know why I'm getting recommended is because Cancel Me Now podcast follows this page, apparently. I don't remember following it, but someone else who has access to the account did.
I don't use our socials.
So this is from Gabe's podcast. This is Gabe talking. And yeah, let's play it.
Yarn about the workplace law and how it seems like everyone has one.
We do not speed it up.
Well, I'm Gen Z, mate. It's too slow. It's too boring.
It's all right.
So Mac has come in and sent one, and we're going to listen to it for the first time together.
Oh, you set up one for yours and not ours.
Oh, so Gabe sent one up for him and not us. He gets paid $2,000 a week, and he doesn't set one up for this podcast.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I didn't either. That's why I wrote it down.
So there's a very simple explanation.
Mate, you can have as many.
Cancel Me Now audience. Send us voice messages on Instagram.
Is that how you get them on yours?
Yeah.
Oh,
and that
okay.
was from a close friend.
And you text him and asked him to send
pretty
it
much,
to you?
Yeah.
So what? You know what?
I was on the radio at Triple J, I used to get my mates to ring up. They'd be like, you got to get callers, and no one would call. So I would text my mates and say, hey, can you please ring the radio station? Be like, hey, Gabe from Mayfield, you want to hear some cold chisel I hear?
So I just want to just put it out there that is a disgrace. But next week on the show, we want to have some messages come through. We want to listen to your voice memos, voice mails, and we want to play them on the show. So
yeah, we'll fire up put the call out on the Instagram page. Yeah,
send us voice messages, people.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best ones I find, because I like to do this to podcasts that I listen to, get fucking paro. Like when you think of it, when you're out on Friday night and they go, I better ring Cancel Me Now.
Just
unload, because that'll be great for us.
Well, I want to jump real quickly to hot takes, but we have run out of time.
Patreon.
We're going to jump over to Patreon right now, ladies and gentlemen. Head over to Isaac Butterfield on Patreon and join us there. It's only $5 a month. And we're going to jump into Hot Takes, which is the part of the show where we basically take a ridiculous take, a take that we probably don't believe in, take it from the box, and we have to agree with it for a minute.
We might believe in it.
We might believe in it. We probably do. Gabe does, especially the rape stuff. That's weird. Now, we're going to do that right now. Head over on to Patreon, ladies and gentlemen. Do it immediately, and we'll see you there.
See you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.